Hey, it's Mental Melissa, and I want to read you a quote. I know if you're following me on Instagram, you may have already seen this, but it was just one of those wow things this morning. It's from Dr. Heidi Green, and it says, "Heal yourself, not so you can be a better parent, spouse, daughter, or friend. Heal yourself because you deserve happiness." I read that, and I was like, that's kind of really spot on for me right now and what's going on in my life. I think every parent finds that their happiness ends up on the back burner, well beyond when the children move away and you're empty nesters. You still have children who need your advice and your attention and your approval. So it's going to be a couple more years until I'm an empty nester. Not that many, but a couple more. So one of the things I've been trying to do for this past decade is figure out how to carve a little bit of time for myself to do things that make me happy, to pursue my happiness. Now, it was very easy in the beginning because we have my ex-husband and I have 50-50 custody. So he has him for a week, then I have him for a week. And so it was easy during those times when I didn't have the kids to utilize that time to pursue things or be lazy as fuck and just lay around, both of which served my happiness. And then slowly, over the past couple of years, my ex has gotten a lot more aggressive in his parenting style, a lot more verbal. I would say at times verbally abusive when that's what the kids tell me, calling the names, just nonstop writing them verbally, and them not having a way to get away from him. And so for a long time, I thought that selfishly, the kids would end up hating him and loving me more. And I don't say that lightly. That's a huge selfish thing, but it's what I wanted because he can be so mean. But then it dawned on me that two of my kids, my oldest stepson and my son, have reached the point where they've had to physically remove themselves from his presence. And in the next couple of years, forgave him. So that was like a kind of a kick to the gut initially. And then the more as I sat with it, the more it dawned on me that my daughter's going to do the exact same thing, no matter how awful my ex-husband treats her, no matter what he says to her. No matter how many times he punishes her, no matter how many times he just stands there, just dogging her nonstop, whenever she's at his house, she's still going to forgive him. I do believe that. It could be immediate, like my son, or it could be farther down the road. But it's kind of liberating because then it made me think, well, if they're able to forgive their dad, surely they'll be able to forgive me as well. I am the reason why we are divorced. That was my choice. So I know the kids would, they hate going back and forth. It's one of the nonstop irritants every week, especially for my daughter, having to carry clothes back and forth and all of her makeup and all of her things and trying to see her friends. So I do hope that there is a time when they will both, or all of them will understand, all three of the kids will understand why I had to leave. Because I think sometimes they look at me like I've lost my mind, even though they're going through the similar situations as I did with their dad. It's just really rough to live with him, and he's just not a very happy man. So going through the process, letting it all churn out in my head, realizing that my daughter is going to forgive her dad, even though he's really, really being an ass to her. I mean, his punishments right now are just so super extreme for what's really going on. She's behaving like a normal teenager and she's making bad choices, some worse than others. But he's just a very extreme man. That's really what it is. He's a very extreme man. There just is no middle ground. And even myself in dealing with him lately, because we're actually communicating more than we did when we were married, but it's one of those, crisis points with my daughter right now. And so I've been able to kind of present him my ideas, which are more middle of the road, and just put them out there. One recently, he actually admitted that he had considered until my daughter messed up again. So I'm happy that he and I are at a place temporarily where he's at least willing to hear what I've got to say instead of just outright dismissing it. Anyway, so back to my happiness. So my happiness is kind of rolling in this idea that it is not my job to make my children happy. It is my job to make myself happy. Really to do no harm to them, but to make myself happy first. I learned about this a lot, or they spoke about it a lot, in my friends and family support group, the DBSA mood disorder group that I went to. They really stressed about putting on your own life jacket first, you know, putting on your own face mask and an airplane oxygen mask before putting on anybody else's. So when I saw this morning, this quote, I thought, that's just really where I'm at right now, is I don't want to hurt my kids. That's never my thought. It's never my want. But I need to make sure that with as much as they are requiring of me right now, that I'm putting in the time to make myself happy so that I have something to give instead of being burnt out. Because unfortunately, there are days when any of my children had pushed me and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and I was already so empty by the time they started this that I just snapped. And then the answer is no. No. And I don't even want to talk about it. No. Just don't even care how important it is. Just no. One of the guiding rules that I try to live with is, and I'm applying it now to my daughter, because she's the only one left at home for me. But I apply it to her in when she asks me to do something. Is this going to be important in a year's time if I say no? You know, there are some things like going to prom. That is something that you might miss a year from now. It is something you might complain about for several years. So I've got to decide if I want to allow that to happen because it is important or not, versus wanting to go do some homecoming things, and I'm doing little quotes in the air, you know, nothing specific, not telling me who you're going to be with, not telling me what specifically you're going to do, so I pretty much know you're making shit up and just want to go hang with your friends under the guise of homecoming week. So when I got asked that one this week, that was an easy no. And my happiness was good with that because it means I was already driving up there to pick her up from school. So getting this text after I'd already left the house and was halfway up there was an easy no for me because I knew she wouldn't be able to tell me what time she needed to be picked up or where, and it would have turned into a whole stressful hassle for me. So I felt very comfortable saying no to that. But I'm very new to saying no to my children, really for damn near anything. I try and facilitate their happiness and them getting to do things. So I'm really kind of pulling back a little bit with my daughter on that because it's just such a mess and so chaotic when she tries to set something up. There's never anything solid or concrete as plans go. So everything's up in the air, and then I'm left, you know, trying to make a decision with no information, which causes me great stress. If I'm in a place, what I'm finding is if I'm in a place where I am happy and nurtured myself, then I feel more comfortable saying no and not feeling the guilt. If I am agitated and irritated and stressed and, you know, feel like I'm being taken advantage of, or lied to or disrespected, then I get very quick with my no's, and it's not pretty. It's not a comfortable, no, we're not going to do that. It's just no. I'm not willing to have any communication over it. So trying to use that gauge of, will it make a difference a year from now? Because now I have to believe, like I said earlier, that she will forgive me for the important things. These little piddly things, I know one day she'll be like, you know, that was just stupid. And I know they're stupid. So my happiness needs and requires downtime without the kids. And increasingly, they both wanted to be at my house. more and more. My son came to live with me for 17 months because he and his dad had just been fighting head-to-head for so long over his grades. And granted, his grades were crap, but the approach that the two of them were taking was not getting them anywhere. They weren't making any progress forward. To see my son that stressed was heart-wrenching. So I let him move down here. Like I said, 17 months he lived with me down here full-time. And during that time, it was really hard to carve out space for myself. So I really had to be diligent in setting things up, making plans. Really, that's what it was, making concrete plans with friends to go out, to go to the movies, to go out to dinner, so that I didn't poo-poo them and cancel them for wanting to stay home with my son. And then the beautiful thing is he would also go with me to a lot of things. So that was super nice. One of the other reasons after he forgave his dad and went back up there for a while, the kids like to be down here is they don't like his Wi-Fi. And I don't know if he's cranking it down so that they can't go to certain sites or do certain things or, you know, certain times it shuts down. He's alluded to that. But I don't know that he is capable of doing that or has the means to do that. But both kids complain about how bad the Wi-Fi is down there. So they like to come here. That was my daughter this week. She got into a huge fight with her dad over something, you know, huge. It was her fault. And she's not able to own up to that right now, or the consequences. So they had a huge fight, and she wanted me to come pick her up from school. And normally I do. Normally I just bail her out, because I know what it's like to be just dogged by your dad nonstop. I mean, it's really rough, and I wish I could find better words to describe it, but it's just nonstop. There's no break from the repetition of his pursuit of trying to figure out what's what and trying to get information from you, and it just doesn't end. And it's a crappy way to be immersed in. So she texted me and said, come get me, you know, dad's being an ass. And I texted her back because I was just drained. I've worked a lot that week. I'm just tired. I obviously had not been taking care of myself. And I was like, no, I'm not rescuing you this time from your punishment. And so she was all kinds of shocked and pissed. And that was really hard. And she's, you know, making threats that she's going to find someplace else to live. And her dad and I are texting back and forth like crazy. And, you know, I admit to him, it would just be easier had I picked her up. Because if she happens to run away, then I'm going to spend the entire weekend trying to figure out where she is. And I've got to work this weekend. So I don't know. Just, I'm trying to pay attention to my happiness, and my happiness is sometimes just letting them be, picking her up, letting her, I don't know, just be safe and be at peace. Anyway, so I didn't pick her up, and she listened to me and let her dad pick her up and take her home. And then the next couple of days, I got more texts saying, Mom, come get me, Mom, come get me. And so finally on Sunday, I got one, Mom, come get me. And I was finally like, yeah, you know, I'll relent and come get you. And it all comes down to the actions of her dad. And also, there's no Wi-Fi. So another one of those things that as I try and figure out my happiness, I'm also really honing in on how I react to my children and what their reasoning is for the requests they're making of me. I don't know if that makes sense or not. I'm trying to make that decision based on, you know, what's going to happen a year from now. Is this something I'm going to regret, something they're going to regret? And then I'm trying to look at, why are they even asking me to do this? Is it to escape punishment Or is it because there's no Wi-Fi and they're bored out of their mind? So once I realized, or once she had worked herself down to, it wasn't the punishment. She'd already gone through several days of, you know, whatever her dad was grilling her about. Grilling, that's a good word for it. She just was really bored and didn't have Wi-Fi. So I went and got her. I felt better. She felt better. He didn't seem to care, her dad. I don't know, my happiness. I'm still trying to figure out what my happiness is, because it's, with bipolar, it definitely gets skewed. There are times, obviously, when most of us spend too much money. There are times when we are out and about and on the town and, you know, doing, coming and going. There are times when it's too much sex or risky sex. And all of those things can get confused for happiness. Sometimes my happiness is just, like I've said, you know, here in the past couple months, getting out of bed, getting clean, shaving my legs. I'm ready to get to a place where my happiness includes some hobbies that I can lose time in. I'd like to get back outside and start walking again. I've got to figure that out, especially as winter comes in, because now I'm, you know, I'm already at that edge of worry of how am I going to make it through the winter again, because last year was so scary and so bad. And maybe this year won't be, but because this past winter is so close in my mind, it's really got me struggling with what I need to do to keep that from happening. You know, med checks, getting the exercise in, trying to cut my sugar, all the things I can do to keep myself from falling. So I worry about that a lot. So heal myself, not so you can be a better parent, spouse, daughter, or friend. Heal yourself because you deserve happiness. So I'll keep reading that, because some of the work that I'm doing is to heal myself. Accepting that my children will all forgive their dad brings me hope that they will forgive me as well. Realizing that I have to make choices based on, or I choose to make choices based on how this will impact my family in the big scheme of things, or is this a small thing? That brings me happiness, because that's a concrete way for me to figure out if I'm making the right decisions or if I'm blowing things out of proportion. I hope that I find ways to make myself happy, because I want to present to the world that I'm a happy person. I want to be a happy person. I want to be able to touch people's lives and bring them joy and happiness. And I know I can't do that if I'm not coming from a place of love and happiness. So that is my thoughts today. I would ask of you, what do you do to protect your happiness, to create your happiness? And how does that work with your family? How do you take and put yourself first enough that you have happiness to give to your family? This is Mental Melissa. I hope you have a good afternoon.